The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, welcome. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. 5.5 minutes after our 7 o'clock here on the 6th of September, 2018. And the news is brought to you by... No, it's not. It's brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Great place to go into. A super walk-in humidor. Really, really nice people there. That's Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl.
And Bob walked me through, and we'll talk about what happened yesterday. But good morning to Trish. It's been, gosh, a lifetime since we've seen you.
It's been a while, and I've so missed doing this show.
Well, you
know, I just hate not being here on Thursday morning.
Well, you know what? It was just things worked out the way it did. You know, you were on a, you know, on a vacation, a well-earned vacation. Not that you work, but... But you had a vacation.
Excuse me, I just stopped getting paid. I didn't quit working.
No, you never stopped working. And then we had this, Linda had this thing set up for last Thursday. So we're back in the saddle.
I'm glad to be here. And it's 61 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking at widespread haze and areas of smoke from the new fires and the continuing fires. Sunny with a high near 94. Calm winds becoming south in the afternoon. Widespread haze tonight and continuing smoke, a low of 63. On Friday, again, the smoke and the haze, sunny and hot with a high around 98, low of 63. Saturday, still looking for the smoke and haze, and that's going to be with us for a while. High near 94. Saturday night, a low of 62. Sunday, 95 and 61. Widespread haze and smoke continuing through next week in the high 90s. Or the low 90s for the upcoming week, lows of 57. The weather is always is brought
57?
To us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Trish. Hey, Bad Bob.
Yes, sir.
There's on our chat room, somebody came in this morning like, 3 o'clock in the morning, 6. He put a site on there called Wildfire Today. If you take a look at that, I'm looking at it right now. And, of course, the big news around here right now is the Delta Fire.
Wow.
That kicked in yesterday afternoon. And
what actually, a blaze.
You know what? There's Bob talking me through about the board so I could get on and start talking to people because it hit probably everybody's phone or a lot of people's phones.
Blast me coming down the freeway evacuating.
That is the first time that's... Which freeway?
I-5.
Yeah.
I was going the other way.
Which is, as of this moment, this is the big thing people want
to
know. Interstate 5 closed from 10 miles at Fondale Road all the way up to Mount Shasta at Mott Road. You are advised to use an alternate route.
Mott Road is just south of Mount Shasta.
Yeah, Mount Shasta, yeah. So it's a little commerce interruption there. The only real viable route is actually to go up to Highway 36 and cross over the top. And that's a little rough if you want to put a lot of trucks on that particular stretch of highway.
Well, and this is, once again, one of those reminders about how we could really use another truck stop in Shasta County. Because as I wheeled my way... through I-5 today coming up here at Knighton Road, there are trucks all the way up and down the freeway, both on-ramps and off-ramps, out north
just
and
park
south.
There. Just park.
Just park.
Well, here's the thing is, it appears that, when you look at the damage, this is the first time I had an alert come hit me on my cell phone.
Yes.
And there was no doubt.
No ignoring it.
Something is going on,
yes.
Right? So the when you looked at it and it said, hey, we're I-5 is shut down, you know, there's fires on both sides of the freeway, we got some more information. We got on the air yesterday 2 or 3 times and talked about it in the afternoon. It started at 12:41, and it appears, and please do not take this as gospel, but it appears that it may have been a truck that caught on fire or had some kind of problem. The fire went to the east side of the road, and then it went across. When it crossed over, it caught all these other trucks and all these other cars on there, and the CHP was rescuing people out off of I-5.
It is a mess, right?
And one of the highway patrol officers could be heard saying, "This is just a sea of destruction up here. All these cars and trucks are just stuck there." And then, as you said, I mean, you know, where are all the trucks going? Because they've when you close I-5 and you try, how many trucks do you think go by on I-5 daily?
Yeah.
It's in the thousands that come by going north or south, and now they're stuck here. And then you start taking looks at things they're carrying. Some things are just
produce trucks sitting out there
meant for shelves. That if this thing lasts, which I don't think it will, but if it lasts 3 days. It lasts 3 days. If we're in Reading, we're okay because it can get up here.
Yeah.
But if you needed something from north to south or south to north, and from, like, just say, Mount Shasta, they're going to have to start rerouting everything.
It's a bit rough.
What about Dunsmuir? Dunsmuir is in the middle of this.
Yeah.
Gets nothing.
That slot canyon just north of Shasta Lake, from Shasta Lake up to Mount Shasta. In the wintertime, it gets shut down by blizzard conditions because of the topography, and it's very narrow, and there is no place to go other than the freeway itself. There's nothing.
Right. Well, right. If you take a look
more
at the
than
Delta
a couple of miles anywhere.
There's a site, Bob, go onto our chat room. Bring that site up that somebody sent us early this morning. I've got it up right now, and it's called A Wildfire Today, and it shows. And it shows the Delta fire. They have aircraft flying over to get the perimeters of it, the perimeter. And you can see where it is on the 5, on both sides of the 5. But it is very close to the western edge of the Hearst fire. So if you take a look at that, that could be, you know, the Hearst fire, which is 70% contained, if they link up.
In fact, crews are working.
What about the car fire?
Yeah, crew. Well,
the car fire is too much down.
Yeah, but that could very easily be a complex fire if the wind shifts.
Car is pretty diminished. It's down to just internal burning. The concern is crews who are working the western flank of the Hearst had to pack up and move. They had to, I believe, take out at least one spike camp. Because they were kind of caught
exactly.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They conducted evacuations on both sides of I-5 north of Lakehead to Shasta-Siskiyou County line. An evacuation center is at the Mount Shasta Community Center on Alder Street in Mount Shasta. The California Interagency Incident Management Team is now managing the Delta Fire in addition to the nearby Hearst Fire, which is winding down, at least it was. Because if these two link up, what's going to happen?
Those of you who have been around for a while will remember that back in 87, we had a series of lightning strikes that hit in the North State all at one time, 87.
In 2008.
But the siege of 87 was the one that started this whole thing. We had over 100 lightning strikes, and so we had all of these small fires. And before we finished with that, we ended up with what they called two complex fires. As I recall, because they all burned together. And so that, you know, is an indication of when these things start in the dry, awful conditions that are out there and the winds, they all burn together at some point.
It was initially reported as three fires. They merged into one, exhibiting extreme fire behavior with rapid rates of speed up to 1 mile per hour. And by Wednesday evening, the fire front was more than 3 miles wide on the northern side, with 300-foot flame lengths.
And I believe it's over 5,000 square feet.
These guys are saying it's 15,000. I don't know if it's 15,000, but it's for sure 5,000. And going
I'm showing 50. Yeah, 50, it depends. Right? They'll have a better idea this morning.
Unless
the 15,000 estimate is from a satellite flyby.
Yeah, this is marvelous.
All right.
This is where they got their
So that went from 5,000 last night when I last checked until 15. It's doing a thing.
Oh, you know,
it's an awful looking fire.
And then, you know, when you look at it on the photos, I put a photo on yesterday. I pulled up. There's an 18-wheeler on the side of the road, and that fire right up to it. And I mean, and there, you know, you've got reports of people in their cars are just blocked. And I don't like this. This thing is getting too close.
A lot of people just abandoned their cars on the freeway and took off. There was one video. Where the flame was, the trucks were coming through, and the flame was like following them. It was really spooky looking.
You know what? When you get in, and you look at the dragon photos and you look at the angel photos of the fire and the twisters and all this, I mean, you have to believe that every time you think that you've got something under control, Mother Nature comes back and smacks you. I mean, smacks you in the face. Oh, yeah. We have a video, or you have a video, of the fire on both sides of the freeway and the trucks parked there, and it's coming down at the trucks and from behind the trucks.
Yeah. Scary stuff.
Oh, my God.
Fire, flame, ooh.
Hey, let's take a break. Let's talk about something pleasant. Let's talk about, like, sleeping.
Oh, all right.
Our sleep number. Now, our sleep number beds, and they've got, right, you know, their sale is going on right now. And there's on sale is the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. This is the one that when you move through the night, it adjusts to you as you move. I mean, already the Sleep Number bed is great. My sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. Means her side of the bed is set to that level of firmness, and mine is different. We,
right.
You know, as much as we love each other, you know, when you get into bed like that, then but if you only have one side, you know, one firmness in your bed, you've got to, both of you compromise. So, but you don't have to do that in a sleep number bed. And with the Sleep Number 360, it just adjusts as you move around, gives you the right pressure for your neck and your shoulders and your hips and all that. And right now, they're having the biggest sale of the year, where a new queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is now only $899. You think about that.
That's an inexpensive bed for as long as they live.
Yeah, because you've had one for what?
Over 15 years.
That's right. You've had one, and it's, and you've ever, I mean, you never had a problem with it.
Never had a problem. I had to replace the control a few years back. They had me in the system from that long ago, and gave me my discount and immediately took care of me.
Great. Super. Hey, and you need to go down and just lay on one of these. You know, after all of these things have been happening, being able to go home and just lay down in a bed and go to sleep at night and wake up when Elk Killer wakes me up at 3 in the morning. But then I come back and lay down in bed, go right back to sleep. I don't think about anything. I just go back to sleep. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on over to the Sleep Number store. They lay down in one of the beds. Let them show you. Tell them that Carl, Linda, and Trish sent you, and let them figure that one out. We'll be right back. 7:18 in the morning. It's 61 degrees. It's going to go up to 94 today. Lots of haze in the air. We've got a fire about, 10 miles north of us now? Or a little bit further than that?
Yeah, it's a little further, about 25 miles.
About 25 miles north. But if you looked over at I-5 yesterday, in this huge
pyrocumulus,
huge cloud of smoke up in the air.
40,000 feet high.
It went up to 40,000 feet. Now, here's one of those dangers, too, from what I understand. If conditions are just right, when it gets up like that, it starts to freeze. These clouds start to freeze, and they collapse. And when they collapse, they just shoot the flames in a 360 for miles.
That's exactly what my wife teaches in these classes, that when that column collapses, all bets are off for the firefighters.
Well, and it was up high then. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Check out Guitar George. He knows all the chords.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew your spirit. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, we kindly welcome you to indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our primary goal is that after visiting with us, you are relaxed and revitalized from your personal spa experience. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, spend an hour, or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products. We are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation at Wind River Spa.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details and all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Camp Out will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day camp out the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Thursday, 22 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, 61 degrees, going up to 94 today. Hazy, air quality index about 140. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Did I hear Carl correctly that the fire was started by a semi-truck? No, you didn't hear that. I said I didn't know for sure, but there had been reports of that. So, but I don't know for sure what happened.
They have not officially come out with a reason for the start of the fire.
It's like the Hearst fire. They have said also in the Hearst fire it was human caused, but they don't know what caused it, but they have put it on as a human cause. On this one, I don't know it was a semi-truck. I saw
There was a hay truck that was on fire at one time. Whether it started there or not, you don't know.
Right, but then there was a report that one of the drivers was trying to put out the fire, and they said put out the fire when he fell off his truck. And I read that, and I thought maybe that, and I thought, well, maybe that had something to do with it, or maybe not. That's why I said,
maybe he was going through there and a spark lit on it, and he was trying to put it out.
It could be. I do not know, so I'm not saying it was caused by a semi. So please do not think that I said that.
Yeah, don't jump to conclusions. Getting all the fire information, I had not updated the air quality index number. In fact, in Reading, it's not bad because we're getting a south flow today, which is keeping the smoke pushed up off of us. When that flow switches around in the north, the smoke will fall down on top of us again. But
You see the explosions of the atom bomb when that fire broke yesterday.
Did you see that?
Did you see the big cauliflower?
Yep.
That big.
Pyrocumulus. Well, makes its own weather.
Phil Maston told us, when it gets up that high, when it gets really high up there, it freezes, and then it drops. And when it freezes and it drops, then the fire is just, it becomes unmanageable.
That was from Anderson.
Oh, yeah. When I talk about fires, I've got to talk about SST oil, too. You know, we think of SST oil as being just a super, you know, good company that keeps all the fuel running for all over here in Northern California. Kerosene, it does heaters, it does all these things, moves gasoline, kerosene, oil all throughout the northern, the Northwest, really. But the one thing that we don't really talk about so much is how they are so involved in these fires. And I'm going to have Bill come on here, Bill Casparino, and talk about how their company and how companies keep the fuel on the lines. And you think about this. Those bulldozers, they don't bring them all the way back here to refuel them. So that means you've got some guy driving a truck full of gas.
Full of diesel.
He's up there. He's driving a truck full of diesel up there to make sure that everybody's got fuel to keep everything going. Now, I'm going to have Bill come on and talk about that because he's told me some stories that are just extraordinary of these men and women that are out there. And that's SST Oil. You know, they've been in the business 50 years right here. It's an employee-owned business. They're always looking for good employees. They're always looking for drivers. 241-1167. Think about that. Hazmat drivers, you know, now truck drivers are getting a premium when they're hired because of the fact that there's a shortage of truck drivers, you know, and go on and on and on. But this is one of those things in the nation when they talk about jobs, which, by the way, the economy is going crazy. Is that
lowest unemployment rates in
50
history.
Years? 50 years, they're saying, at least 50 years.
Yeah.
So one of the things is truck drivers that they don't have enough truck drivers. They're short like 50,000 truck drivers. Think about that.
For the right person, that's a good job.
It
used to be filled by professionals. Because I can remember traveling when truck drivers were polite and they would put, you know, they'd signal when it was good. You could pull back in front of them. They were always very accommodating when you were driving an RV or anything around them. Some places they're like that anymore, and now some places they're not. Sometimes there's a real different class of truck driver out there from time to time.
I tell you what, when we had our truck business for a year and a half, we were blessed to have Russ Anderson. And Russ, you know, was a driver, been driving for 30 years. Guy didn't drink. He didn't even drink coffee.
Yeah.
He was always where he had to be, took care of his equipment. I mean, that truck was always spotless, and he had hazmat. We drove hazmat all over up here in Northern California.
Before we jump in, we gotta have 1 minute before we go to place else.
Oh, no,
I want to talk about the Judge Kavanaugh hearing.
Well, 8 o'clock, really, around from 8 to 9 o'clock, we got lots of time. But let's talk about Kavanaugh real quick.
Well, I think you know, if you watched any
That's
of the
crazy.
Hearings,
it's crazy.
What in the world has? And I we'll get into the actual confirmation and what a great judge he's going to be, but the decorum. You know, I ran meetings for years.
Yeah.
And you do not have the right to go into any kind of a public meeting, whether it's your city council or your planning commission, certainly not these hearings, and say anything you want. That doesn't have anything to do with freedom of speech. You don't have the right to continually interrupt in a proceeding like that. But my point kind of is, why doesn't Senator Grassley take control? Why do they stop and let these people rant and don't remove them? Why doesn't he use that gavel sitting next to him, bang that table, and have these people removed?
You know, as soon as the first one stands up and says something, bang, get them out of here. And I would have the marshal service right there, or whoever is the Capitol Police, standing in there, and I'd have them backed up on the outside, so as soon as they raise, I don't care if they were right or left, just grab them, pull them out right then.
I have used that in the courthouse. When I was chairman of the Board of Supervisors.
Did you see?
I never allowed good things to happen like that.
Did you see another one was going on? In this case, it was a right wing lady stood up and she says, "You've got to stop them from using the social media to destroy our election system." And the chairman says, "Ma'am, you can't talk." And then she keeps going. And another one of the congressmen who used to be an auctioneer started doing his auctioneer thing. Give me 20.
That was during a campaign stop that he had.
No. This was in the chambers. This was in the chambers.
Oh, okay.
Either yesterday or the day before.
During the hearing.
We've completely lost. Yeah, but not for the.
In another hearing.
Yeah, it was a different one, but it was up on Capitol Hill.
Okay.
You know, we completely lost the monkey. Can I say the monkey? We've completely lost
the
monkey.
No, you can't say that because that makes you a racist.
Are you fearing for the Republic?
Well, here's the thing.
I don't fear for the Republic, but I just fear for the idiots who are running this place. They are trying to trap Kavanaugh into something. Kamala Harris asked him a very specific question, a yes or no question. Did you ever talk to a member of this law firm about Mueller? I mean, that's yes or no. And Kavanaugh goes, well, I don't know. I don't know everybody. Can you tell me who it is? Because I don't know everybody in it. Well, you don't remember talking about Mueller? I don't know who's in the law firm. And it could be, you know, and then another senator, the Republican, jumps in and says, look, these law firms merge again. There's no way of keeping track of how many people or who's in a law firm. You want to be specific, ask them a specific question, tell them who it is.
The point really is that the Republicans seem to have lost they've lost the knowledge of how to lead. They don't seem to be able to take control. They are in control of the executive branch, they're in control of the Senate, and they're in control of the House, and yet they can't take control of anything.
They do not have the killer instinct. The Democrats do. Let's just say it.
Well, they do. They need to get a hold of this.
They cannot end it. Now, the only thing they need to do is, with this whole thing, is he's got another day, maybe two of this, then he goes for an up or down vote. That's it.
And get it over with and do it.
There is no way that this thing should go on for another week. Let them ask the questions and go over there and scream and just say one word. Let me say two words. Harry Reid. Harry, thank you for what you did. You introduced the nuclear option where we...
Up or down.
Yeah, it's an up or down vote.
And that
was you, Democrats.
Because it's advice and consent. They don't get to choose. It's advice and consent.
That's right. And we're going to say up or down. And it'll be up.
That's
it'll
right. Up. Absolutely.
In fact, there could be four or five Democrats, because they're going to see which way that wind's blowing, and they come from the pro-gun areas. You know, they're from hunters and fishermen,
yes.
North Dakota, West Virginia. They could go swing over for
I would guarantee you that there are going to be some Democrats who know their seats on the line coming up, and they're going to vote for Kavanaugh. And there's no real reason whatsoever for anyone to not vote for Judge Kavanaugh.
No.
Sterling record.
And they know that.
They know it going in.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. Be right back with Joe Rodolo here talking about how can you get, you know, with the SBA, with the fires and all that, and you're trying to get a loan from FEMA or doing other things. Maybe your credit has been damaged at one point, how you can fix that, but also how to help out after these fires and with the SBA. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? There isn't a filter in this town or this county or maybe in the North State or maybe even part of Oregon and going into Nevada that doesn't need to have your filters cleaned out and all the outside fins on your air conditioner or your heater. If you've got a separate heater, can you imagine what it must look like in there in your air ducts? Alliance Heating and Air. Call them. Best in North State. Give them a call. 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air is a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Rocks!
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. If all you need is an in-cabin air filter change, come on in. No appointment necessary. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Camp Out will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day camp out the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studio. It's KCNR 1460 with Chris Luck and Carl Bach. 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 6th of September. This portion of the show brought to you by Cal North Forestry. It's a team of expert arborists at Cal North Forestry. They're going to give you a professional tree service and brush cleaning. That's right. They can help clean up the area around you, get rid of all that fuel, as we've noticed that that's been a big problem, and help you get that defensible space. They can do anything from stump grinding and removal as well as gutter cleaning, all at affordable rates that meet any reasonable budget, which everybody needs right now. Hey, it's locally owned by and operated by Tom Yelmans, local guy from right here that helps out a lot of things, including Bikers Against Child Abuse and so many other things. If your property was affected in any way by the fire, Tom's offering and donating a 2 free hours of services. You know, that's pretty cool. So, you know, you've got some problems out there. You know, maybe your house didn't burn, but all the surrounding area did. Let Tom come out there and help you. Give him a call at 200-8123. That's 200-8123. It's calnorthforestry.com. Hey, we're here with Joe Rodola, and Joe has been here regularly, especially since the fire started. And because he works for the SBA and helping small businesses, but you've also got another business on debt consolidation and debt reduction, because they're kind of like tied together.
That's true. So that's very, very true. And one of the things I think that has come up lately, especially with the people that have been seen in various newscasts that say that they've been affected, impacted, maybe not by the fire itself. In other words, they didn't lose any property, but they lost business due to the fire.
Shasta Caverns, the boat rentals.
Yep, houseboat rentals.
I was out there on the lake during the middle of this and talked to Kevin. And Kevin said, yeah, you know, we're still keeping up, but it's some people have canceled. And you can understand that. Or they've moved it to another time, maybe not canceled totally, because they, you know, the conditions up here had people scared.
If you're any place and you're listening and you think you're going to do a boat trip at Shasta Lake and you find out there's a fire on both sides of it that are still burning, your tendency would be to rethink that vacation opportunity.
Right now it's closed anyway.
No,
Shasta Lake, you can get on Shasta Lake.
Whiskey Town is closed.
Yeah,
Whiskey Town is closed, but I mean, but you can still get to Lake Shasta and go out in the boats now. It's just you can't go too far past there.
That's very true.
Because of the fires, but got the freeway stopped. But what Joe's doing and what we've been talking to a lot of people about is it has impacted their business.
Exactly. And the SBA's program, secondary program, which people don't realize, I think is the best part of the disaster relief program from SBA, is if you've been impacted financially, loss of business, due to the fire, you can apply for, they call it financial impact loans. Very low interest rates, below 3%. For the amount of funds lost due to people canceling, like you say, houseboat trips.
It could be anything. It's of course, we do advertising. I mean, we run on advertising here. And if we have, and we've already had a couple instances where people are still advertising, but they usually do a few other things. And all that's been cut out off the bottom line because their business is down. And you completely understand that. But we're looking to see what kind of ripple effect it's going to be over the next 3 months, as it gets up closer to Christmas and all these things, because just when you think the fires are over, we get the Delta fire, which is on both sides of the freeway, as everybody knows. We talked about it all morning. But that's not slowing down.
No, it isn't. And the winds are supposed to be coming up out of the south this afternoon. I'm not looking forward to that.
Is Dunsmuir in danger out there, Bob? Can you take a look?
Because
they said it's...
They've said that they should be on notice that they could be evacuated at any time.
Because
everybody should be aware.
Fire, I hate making all this all come back to the fires, but the Hearst fire was like within 10 miles of them, but they said they had all these fire breaks and all the guys out there. But now the Delta fire is coming up and maybe enveloping them.
Well, I would just say that anybody in Shasta County right now who hasn't thought this through and got a bag ready to go really isn't paying attention.
I did not realize how close we were, where I live, right downtown, until talking to Chief Moore yesterday off the air. And he said if it had gone through Mary Lake and jumped to Bonaventura, they would have evacuated everybody in town. Everybody in town would have been evacuated because it would have come.
That'd be a trick.
I
need to issue one correction here. Whiskey Town is not shut down.
No,
it is limited.
Right.
The beaches are open. When I was there with Coast Guard Auxiliary on Sunday, because they were keeping people out of the Oak Bottom Marina because of the damage done there, there were private boats on the lake. There were people on the beaches. But it's extremely limited. When you stop at the visitor center, you can find out what areas are still open.
So there is still a capability of putting in probably maybe over on Whiskey Creek.
Brandy Creek Ramp is open. Whiskey Ramp is open. Oak Bottom is completely shut down, though.
Okay, now, Joe.
As of today.
Joe's talking about is businesses. We're talking about businesses. And the SBA has all these great programs. It's not just rebuilding your business, but you can get up to $2 million.
That's right.
In that.
Exactly.
But also if you've lost business.
Exactly. And the thing that's really nice about this program is there's a cutoff for applying for these benefits. And they're in the two sections, right? You were financially injured by the fire itself. You lost business property. You lost assets. You lost equipment. That's one. But this financial impact portion, you can apply all the way up till May of next year. So I'm telling everybody that had a thought that they've had an income fall in July and August. It's unexplainable. It's explainable.
It's the fire. It's the fire. You can blame it. The fire.
It's a ripple effect.
It is, because people are not returning to their everyday life. This can be a nail salon. It can be a place where the people get their hair, a spa, a chiropractor. People are not running back into their normal life. And we need to, because otherwise we impact all these small businesses.
Exactly. I mean, we have the places like
restaurants.
Restaurants.
I've talked to restaurant owners. It's impacted on them.
Exactly.
And, just because of the amount of people. Fishing
Fishing guides.
Well, look at the fishing guides that were during. This is their big time of the year, and they're booked 5-6
local
days a week.
Local businesses like the fly shop.
Yeah, it's like 6 days a week they're booked, and now they're doing it like 1 day a week. And can you just imagine? Okay, the car fire's going. Okay, oh yeah, it's great. And then now the Delta fire. And all they see is the interstate is shut down.
Oh my! Last night, I my email started coming in. So what? You guys aren't done burning down Shasta County?
No.
We still have
plenty of places to burn here.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the case.
Hey, Trish Clark and I are here with Joel Rodola, and we're talking about the Small Business Administration and how if you've been touched, if you've lost your equipment, and I can think of like the towers out there or people have lost businesses, over 500 businesses burnt. The Small Business Administration there with money up to $2 million at a low interest rate for you to get back into the fight. If it's your home, they're up there with, again, and this is like 1.9% for your home is $240,000 worth of help. But all of that has got to be gone through in a system, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. But also, you have to qualify. And here's the thing, you have to qualify for those loans. And so if there's a problem with your credit or something like this, that's what Joe's also going to talk about on how you can get that fixed. And so that you can, you know, so you can get a loan. But the big thing about these is you need to go down to the FEMA Center at the OK Mart, and you need to sign up. You need to get your name in there. Even if you're not sure that, like, your business, well, my business is okay right now. Well, 4 months from now, the impact can't come in. That then you can go back with your profit and loss statement and say, see? And you can get that money back. Am I grasping all this?
That's right. That's right on the button.
Okay. Hey, look, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, the newest branch at 1845 California Street. And they too, everybody at Cornerstone Bank, just like the rest of us, were touched by this fire. But go on down there and experience how they are still moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Redding.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Which is exactly why I've got...
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Hey, this weekend you got the annual health fair over at Orchard Nutrition this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Gets bigger every year. The Asphalt Cowboys annual community barbecue is going to be October 14th. We'll have a lot more information about that. And the Nick Dahl Memorial Golf Tournament, Saturday, September the 22nd. So it won't be, we've still got another week or two. Shotgun start at 10 a.m. $45 per golfer, includes nine holes of golf and a barbecue lunch. Proceeds are raised to sponsor housing at the Veterans Resource Center for Reading Area Homeless Veterans. It's a great, great event. So please join me and all those other people out there. Give Pam Dahl a call at 227-7808. 227-7808. And for more information. We're here. Trish Clark and I are here with Joel Rodola. And he's given us a bunch of information about the Small Business Administration. The one thing, though, that I asked the big FEMA guys that were here is, oh, can you just walk in there? Well, yeah, to sign up. But they do check your credit.
Exactly.
They don't get deep into it.
No.
But some people are going to have a problem there.
Exactly. They're going to want to ask questions about why certain things that happened, affected the credit. So credit report is pulled. A 2017 tax returns and financial statements are required, as well as year-to-date 2018 financials so that they can show the loss, between one to the other year,
mm-hmm.
that it could be quantified.
Right.
So to speak. And then you can track it monthly. They'll accept monthly tracking as well to prove that the loss is continuing.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it could run, like you mentioned earlier, it can run for months, the loss of income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can. Mm-hmm. So if somebody has, say their credit rating is not tanked, but it needs help.
What can they do quickly to change that?
Because that's what you do. When you're not helping people through the SBA,
right?
And, but you also help people in that direction too.
Exactly, and people could call me, of course, direct, set up an appointment, come in and see me. I have them pull the actual report. At least one of them, Experian is normally the mm-hmm. one I have pulled. It's the oldest. It used to be TRW back in mm-hmm. the day. Most of us remember TRW. So Experian report, and then we can go over the report individually. Item by item, and that's the best way to do it, because the score and the credit report overlap, yes,
mm-hmm.
but you can't tell everything from the score. It's easier to tell by the credit items listed one by one, because it could be a divorce, it could be an injury, it could be an illness, could have been laid off from a job, you can go back to work for months. All of those are explainable. The score does not cover that, see? So it's much better to actually pull the report, come in, see me, and I can tell them exactly how to start repairing that report.
Well, here's an example of that, having somebody like Joe there, was because I was the organization that I was, I don't know what it was. It was either the VA, somebody, one of these big groups that I was part of that they had all my information was hacked. So part of that was to give me, a service that would watch, would watch my banking and all this kind of stuff, and you get a report every month. And I looked at this one, and they had something on it from when I lived in San Diego, and it was out of Las Vegas, and something about not having paid to pick up the trash. and they had like $150 not paid. And it was totally wrong. And I called up the company. And the lady goes, oh, yeah, we've been having problems with that. I said, it's been on here for 3 years. I haven't lived there. I haven't lived there in 12 years.
Exactly.
And she goes, well, okay, we'll get that fixed. And I, you know, I don't know. I think they did. But see, that's the kind of thing that you'll go through and go, what's this? And I had, and the thing that was weird just because there was something else, both from that same company, different addresses in Las Vegas.
Exactly.
Or it was different companies, same phone number in Las Vegas.
It's shocking what will pop up on credit reports. Yeah. One of the easiest ways also, we
garbage.
Could all...
not picking up trash, and I lived in an apartment complex.
Yeah. Which, though, you know you're not going to be billed.
Yeah.
Everyone can check their credit report. A lot of people don't know that. For free. No effect on scores. Once per calendar year online at annualcreditreport.com. This was a... request by the federal government to allow us all to pull these reports so that we can take a look at them each year. And you can pull all three reports. We split ours up in our household. We do Experian in January and then TransUnion in April and Equifax in October. So we can rotate the reports to see if something like that happened to you, Carl, doesn't happen to us.
It's strange because it may have nothing to do with you, but somehow it's on your periphery, but it's all of a sudden it's on your credit report as something that hasn't been paid.
Exactly.
And which is a hit.
And that can have a major effect on score.
Yeah. When you go into that page, there's an opportunity all the way through it to pay for something.
Yes, you have to be careful. Exactly correct.
Oh, really?
Like most websites, stay down the middle. Stay down the middle. Because all the little boxes on the outside are like buying a fancy car. They're all extras.
Okay.
So if you press over here, they'll charge you 10. And you press over there, they'll charge you 20.
Give you a little more information.
Oh, yeah,
you can also
exactly.
get this.
Yeah.
If you need to, yeah.
Stay just down the center line. Follow the steps.
Because you can do it all the way through for free.
You can. And print the report out. You can actually take a look at it. And like I say, that's what I have my clients do before they come see me. Great. No charge.
Yeah,
none.
There you go.
So then you'll go through with it. And now, what are some of the things that you can do? You got like 4 minutes left. What are some of the things that you tell people to do to help their credit?
One of the easiest, of course, is to figure out a method to pay down balance. You do not want to have a credit card maxed out. That is one of the worst-case scenarios. Even if you're paying the payments on time, don't max out the card. Okay? What it does is eliminates, A, emergency backup funds because you have no more limit available. And number two, the score, the way the score is set up, it affects the numbers on the score. You can have 5, 10, 15, 20-point drop by how many cards you have maxed out.
What's a decent score?
Decent score for most bank financial institutions, they like to see 700 plus.
Oh, okay, 700 plus.
Yeah, even though the 850 is normally the top. Which I've never seen, by the way.
I had an 810.
I had an 846 when I bought my motorhome.
Well, that's as close as I've seen.
I was in the 800s until I moved here.
It's hard to hit.
Not,
it really is.
It's not Linda's fault.
But 700. Poor Linda.
Joe, look at Joe.
Poor Linda.
It's not Linda's fault.
He's not going there.
No, he's going there. No,
you know what?
No,
it's
no.
not Linda's fault. It's the fact that, you know what?
You bought a business.
Says you buy a business.
There you go.
Yeah.
Boom. And then you open up another
Glad
business.
Glad you clarified that.
When I opened up the second business, I could have maybe thought that one through a little bit better. So.
And that's often the situation for business, too.
Anyway, but this one, we're still trucking right along and expanding
nice
and all that. Now, okay, so
700 plus.
700 plus. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
So we're in there.
That's doable.
Right.
And obviously, the higher above 7 you are, the lower your risk is to the banks. I mean, it just says you make your payments on time and you control your credit well. So that's the way it works.
And one of the things, because at one point I had that 846, and then for no explainable reason, it dropped. And I had done nothing different. And I determined what it was is I had a credit card that came due at a different time of the month. And so that was kind of teetering, and once in a while it would be like a day late. And that was...
I tell you what, they're vicious on that.
So I thought
they'll watch it really close.
Well,
they really
now,
will.
I don't. When I get the credit card in, I pay it that day.
They should all be due on the 3rd, okay, or the 4th. I'm not kidding you. They should all be doing the third or fourth because it's after the first, and you can get a chance to look at your money and it's, you know, where it's at and all that. But they should all be due then. I've got some, just like you, they're due on the 16th. Some are due on the 17th. Oh, how about this one on the 22nd? Oh, I'm really good on that one.
Well, I am now because as soon as I get notification that it's there, I go right in and pay that bill. Done.
One only wishes that Equifax was as diligent about their own IT security as they are about scanning your constant
activity.
Joe, how do people get a hold of you? Because they're going to need more help.
You bet. For both any questions about the SBA program or credit, contact me at 530-941-3021. That's my direct cell phone number.
All right. Okay, and it's Joe Rodola, and he can help you with not only the small business, but when you're going in there for loans, if things are looking kind of dicey, he can help you get all that cleared up. If anybody can.
I sure will do it for you.
Joe Dole. Okay, hey, we're going to be right back with Christy Lanham from Sierra Pacific and a number of other people talking about this fundraiser. It's going to be an information gathering next week.
KCNR Shasta Redding, SRN News, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Off with an explosive fight over confidential documents.
New Jersey Democrat Cory Booker saying he is willing to risk expulsion from the Senate by releasing confidential emails.
I'm going to release the email about racial profiling, and I understand that the penalty comes with potential ousting from the Senate.
That is irresponsible in conduct, unbecoming a senator.
Texas Senator John Cornyn arguing running for president doesn't justify violating committee rules.
No senator deserves to sit on this committee or serve in the Senate, in my view, if they decide to be a law unto themselves.
At issue are Democrats' complaints that thousands of documents have been withheld from the committee and the public without cause.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. President Trump blasting the writer of a scathing New York Times op-ed piece, calling the anonymous author gutless. The Times describes the author as a senior administration official. That description is challenged by the president. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is not the author.
I come from a place where if you're not in a position to execute the commander's intent, you have a singular option, and it's to leave.
Vice President Pence's office says Pence had nothing to do with the op-ed. The president thanking North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for his unwavering faith in him during ongoing nuclear negotiations.
As the leaders of North and South Korea held talks, the president tweeted that Kim proclaims unwavering faith in President Trump. He thanked the North Korean leader and said, "We will get it done together."
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A Cincinnati police officer says at least two people have been shot in an active shooter situation this morning at the Fifth Third Bank building in downtown Cincinnati. A wildfire roaring through timber and brush on both sides of I-5 in Northern California tripled in size overnight, prompting mandatory evacuations. The Dow down 34 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paraguay is moving its embassy in Israel out of Jerusalem and back to Tel Aviv. The latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
Less than 4 months after following the American lead by moving its embassy to Jerusalem, Paraguay has bowed to Palestinian pressure and will return its mission to Tel Aviv. Foreign Minister Luis Alberto Castiglione justified the flip-flop as a contribution to the quest for peace in the Middle East and noted that then-President-elect Abdo was not consulted when his predecessor made his decision. Israel's reaction was fast and furious. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sent Paraguay's ambassador home and closed the Israeli embassy in Asunción. By contrast, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas hailed the decision as courageous, while his foreign minister praised an example for all countries in facing Israeli greed. I'm Michael Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. The FBI is being investigated for its handling of the dozens of sexual abuse allegations against former USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar.
Investigators from the Justice Department's Inspector General's office have contacted some of the victims whose sexual assault cases were reported to the FBI. Former Olympian Michaela Maroney and her attorney claim the FBI concealed what it knew about Dr. Larry Nassar, failing to notify local authorities or contacting the medical board in Michigan. Nassar was ultimately charged in 2016 on federal counts of child pornography and sexual abuse charges in Michigan.
That's correspondent Jackie Quinn. A Utah driver who slammed her Tesla into a stopped fire truck at a red light earlier this year while using the vehicle's semi-autonomous function, suing the company. The woman claims Tesla's salespeople told her the car would stop on its own in autopilot mode if something was in its path. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. At 8:05 and 30 seconds on the 6th of September, 2018. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great customer service, enhanced walk-in humidor. They have it all at Tobacco and Brew. And of course, I'm here with Trish Clark, my Thursday girl.
Love Thursday morning.
Love Thursday mornings.
Okay, and it's 64 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 94, a low this evening of 63. And, of course, we've got widespread haze and areas of smoke for the foreseeable future. On Friday, sunny and hot with a high near 98, light and variable winds, a low of 63 this evening. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 94, Saturday night, low of 62, Sunday 95 and a low of 61. Into next week, we're still looking for the widespread haze and smoke, high of 95, and then 90, and a low of 57 next Tuesday night. So we're actually seeing some fall-like weather in the evening, and hopefully it'll spread to the day. Air quality index, it's going up, 80 as we speak. Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They get veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And we're busy being...
I'm taking photos.
Yeah, we have a traffic alert. Sue McLean, our news...
Yes.
News go. News person.
Lady.
Yeah. Called in 44 coming into town, apparently backed up all the way to the Mount Shasta Mall. I'll check for accidents, but right now... a little bit of a tough go on 44 if that's your route into town. Well, we'll see what's going on the CHP site.
Yeah,
if you're thinking north, you better rethink Plan B.
Yeah. We're really quickly on the Delta fire. Looks like I-5 is still closed on both directions. Evacuation. Well, in fact, I'm going to have...
Yeah, have you got the experts in here.
The interim, our interim fire chief, Kreider, is here. Can you give us an update of what you know?
Well, sure. This morning, good morning, everybody, by the way. This morning, I heard the fires at 15,300 acres.
That's what we saw over a flyover.
Incredible
yeah.
growth in less than 24 hours.
My gosh,
amazing.
It was 4,000. It was like 5,000 at 3 a.m. Or that's what was reported, but I mean, this thing is huge.
Yeah, the temperature, the lack of humidity is so dry up there, and a little bit of wind, that thing just exploded.
Wow.
And so, yeah, as you mentioned, I-5 is closed at Fondell, and then I believe up at Mott Road, just south of Mount Shasta.
Yeah, they've opened it up like this, but this is absolutely, we've talked about it for a long time here this morning, and with the fact that you shut down all the transport on the I-5, which means all the trucks.
Nine
everything.
Road
both
is,
ways.
Is wall-to-wall trucks.
Yes.
Up north and south, Okay. Every which way.
Okay, quickly on 44.
Park Marina Drive, rear end collision, no injuries, so it's going to be honked up for a bit.
Okay, great. Okay, gosh. You know, some days, we're going to be rolling out a three-hour format here in November.
As long as we do that from 7 to 10.
It'll be 7 to 10.
I'm all over that.
We're looking at it real hard, that 7 to 10, because there's just a lot of stuff that we can cover.
I complain a lot about the early morning.
Yeah, you do. Hey, we're here with Christy Lanham, who is the Sierra Pacific Community Relations Manager. In fact, for all of Northern Sierra.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's big.
It is, but it
is everywhere.
It's everywhere you want to be, and the most beautiful portion of California, the real Northern California.
The real Northern California up here. Okay. And you have brought just a grand group of people together because something's happening next Tuesday, 9/11. Besides, of course, our remembering what happened on 9/11 in 2001. But there's going to be another event that's tied to our own our game changers up here in Northern California, mm-hmm. of course, the Carr Fire, the Herds Fire, and now
the Delta
Fire. And I understand Trinity's on fire. Parts of Trinity are on fire right now. I don't know how much is left.
Oh, unfortunately, we have a lot of open space up there, and we can do this for the foreseeable future and still keep burning new ground.
Okay.
We'd rather manage our
forests
and
cut some timber. We've got, fortunately, some private landowners out there who have managed their property a whole lot better than our federal lands, and they don't burn so readily.
No, and I think that's one of the greatest, areas for growth that we have as a community, and especially in the industry. But our company really has, for decades on end, truly made that investment in the land. And proper forest management a priority.
And here's the thing is, if there's any kind of maybe a little bit of a silver lining around here, is I think it's finally worked its way into the heads of the people down in Sacramento. It hasn't worked its way into the far left, don't cut a tree ever, guys. Mm-hmm. And girls, but I think it's finally worked their way into. Maybe we can start doing this. Okay, let's just all agree that the climate's warmer. Okay, I don't have any problem agreeing with that. The climate's warmer.
However it happened, it is.
See, so I'm okay with that. But if we all agree on that, and it's silly not to, then we also have to agree on how do we try to stop these fires from once they start growing like the way they do. And I think it's finally worked their way in that we have to do management like Sierra Pacific does.
And Washington, I think our local leaders have really stepped up. Brian Dolly just recently passed legislation, and LaMoff has been backing us as well.
Yes.
So I think we've definitely been heard. Sheriff Bezenko, I mean, he's
the
been
Democrats
leading.
Have leaned into it too. But I think they've finally seen is, okay, we're going to have to do something here, or we're going to lose. So
we're going to lose lives.
Because your property was adjacent to the fires in some cases. So you all lost, even though that you've been keeping your land under control. It doesn't do any good if 50,000 acres right next to you is on fire.
Right. So. And huge losses. But
that's not what we're here for today.
Yes, I was going to say, but through it all, I think that's really where, this community event really rang true for all of us. And the planning for this event actually started close to a year ago at City Hall, and the need for bringing our community together and embracing safety and being proactive versus reactive, being, educated on the best ways to prepare your home in the event of an emergency. Everything safety, from lighting to code to your solid waste to, the messages from our police department, fire departments, and other city departments that really all have a hand and an interest in supporting our citizenry. So while we originally had it planned for August, we had postponed it until September 11th, which is right around the corner, and that was due to a myriad of reasons. We had experienced a huge loss within our Reading Fire Department with the loss of Chief Gray. Car fire broke out. We later lost Inspector Stoke, which has been just heart-wrenching for the community, the city, and especially that department. But this day, coming up on Tuesday, really is, we're hoping to be that event to bring everyone together and encouraged for, you know, the focus on future safety, the successes we've had, our incredible departments that served us extremely well, and especially with under the leadership of interim Chief Kreider.
Christy, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, let's talk about exactly what we're going to be seeing next week, because we've got you've got a number of people involved here. We have, besides interim Chief Kreider, which we'd love to say Chief Kreider here soon. We also have Casey
Interim
Fox.
Chief is so troublesome to say.
I know. You know, you get a little bit older. You've only got so many words left.
That's right.
I look at it like that. You've only got so many words left. You want to use
Deputy,
this,
interim.
Interim, and whatever
That's
you call it. And then, of course, the new face of Shasta Regional Medical Center, Casey Thatch, will be here with us, too. He's been on the show before. You know what? If you're going to have somebody that, again, you know, people like Christy and Casey, and our chief here, I mean, somebody that can come up and talk about and knows what they're talking about really helps out the radio host. So
absolutely,
you don't have to pull
absolutely.
Things. You don't have to
you
pull
can just
stuff
sit there and act
them.
Like you know what you're
just
doing.
Just sit there and just go, oh, and you kind of nod your head wisely, and they just keep going. They fill in all those spots for us. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Started right here in Reading 10 years ago. It's in 40 counties now. If you're looking for CCW, women's only CCW, defensive pistol, unarmed combat is also offered, house defense, all of these offered at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out usgunpro.com on their website or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major of the Army. We'll be right back.
Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Check out our monthly blackjack races, 500 cash up for grabs, and 500 free slot play. Come explore our exciting table games. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473. Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job.
They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott on Thursday, the 6th of September. 64 degrees, going up to 94 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, of course. Air quality index is 80, but that can change as soon as the weather changes. As soon as the wind changes, take it right up higher. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know what? Had enough of the cooking, the yard work, all of that stuff, but you just want to have a good time and just, you know, just go down and have a great dinner from a gourmet chef. It's kind of like your own little cruise ship right here in Reading. It's River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue. Give Captain Brian a call at 238-5981. Hey, we're here with Christy Lanham from Sierra Pacific, who is the, as we say in the Marine Corps, she's Watash. She's the boss of all the public relations, community relations.
That's a very big name.
That's it, Watash. And then, of course, Interim Chief Kreider here, a fire chief, which should be just fire chief, and I'm sure that'll happen very quickly. And we're talking about next Tuesday, 9, you know what, I just keep it going. Hey, you know what?
I'm going to get some calls later today for my guys. Yeah.
You don't belong to Rotary, do you?
If you belong to Rotary, I just cost you $500.
I went to a lunch there a couple weeks ago. That would have cost me.
I get people on from Rotary, and I just keep talking about it until they're crying. Until they're crying, and their face is on the ground, you know, on the table going, stop.
You see white flags.
Yep, there you go. What's happening now? Okay, we talked about bringing the community together. It's been in planning for over a year. And then have all of this stuff happen, of course, our beloved fire chief passed, then the car fire, and all of these things happened.
Yeah. So we got a great event here. We need to really tell people what's happening.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. Cut right in there.
Yeah. So that public safety fair, September 11th, 5:30 to 8:30 at City Hall. The community is invited. You know, come on down, meet all of your city departments, really, not just police and fire, but
city
REU,
officials.
Yep, solid waste. Everybody will be there. Everybody will have booths set up. Lots of information related to, obviously, safety. But there's going to be food, entertainment.
Yes, speaking of food.
Raffles.
Yes, 30-foot SPI barbecue will be set up right out front of City Hall. We will, thankfully, due to our co-sponsors, SRMC, Shasta Regional, your local hospital here, along with Black Bear Diner and Lumberjacks, will have an incredible barbecue. So hamburgers, cheeseburgers, hot dogs for the first 1,000 people, drinks along with Frozen Gourmet, with the help of McConnell Foundation and Frozen Gourmet themselves, ice cream for everyone as well. So you won't want to miss next Tuesday at 5:30.
Get there early so you're part of the first 1,000 people.
Get there early. And
you're 4:30 and stand there.
Well, I'm going to be there at 4 o'clock. I'm not missing that.
4 o'clock. No. Bring my, I'll bring my. Okay. Now, so it's not just it's a way then to meet all, you know, our first responders, but it's also people like that has to do with permitting and, you know, the rebuilding of our area around here. So that, I think that's interesting. There's going to be all types of information they're going to be handing out too.
Yes, and local
reconstruction,
vendors.
Local vendors. Barry Tippin, I'm sure, will be there. I would imagine all of the city council will be there.
They will be there and happy to be serving as well. So all of our folks will be able to, if you hadn't, you know, had the opportunity to meet your local leaders, this is a great opportunity.
And people need to do that. You need to know who your city council members are, who your police chief, who your fire chief, interim fire chief, who all of the people that serve you in this community. Get to know what their face looks like and go down there. And this is a great opportunity to go down, celebrate safety, find out what's going on in your community, and find out who the people are that, that run your city. It's a great opportunity.
It's going to be a great function. I'm sure it'll be well attended.
I think it will be. Now, this is, of course, free, so what we want to do is get people down there. Casey, come on in here. Roll into this a little bit closer there.
Need you right up next to the microphone.
Okay. Right next to it.
You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the medical center is right here in the middle of our community, and and as we say, it's in the center of our community, and it's the center for compassion and help. And all this. And since you've been here, well, it started with Randall Hempling, and who started this. And then you've rolled in here and kind of become the face of it. But you are out there, too, in our community. And we appreciate that.
Well, yeah, hospital executives generally, it's a really good idea to get out and get engaged in community events. And we took it as a real opportunity to when it was presented to us to sponsor this event for obvious reasons. I don't have to go into it, but this is something. Safety is something that we practice in the hospital every day, and we strive to we actually try to get out and be a little be proactive about potential safety threats and that type of stuff. So this for us just made a lot of sense to participate. And you brought up a valid point about getting out and meeting your community leaders, because when we get into they're about to embark on a lot of work. We have a lot of rebuilding to do, potential infrastructure redesign, those type of things, and it takes a lot of effort and a lot of people coming together. So this is a real good opportunity to get out and meet them, because they're going to be establishing policy and that's a good
chance to be heard here too.
Exactly.
And I tell you what, there's going to be a lot of good ideas flowing through this. Thousands of people that could be there. There's going to be some really great ideas. I hope there's a way for us to capture that, or the city a way to capture that too. Now,
Shasta Regional Medical Center ambulance is going to be on scene throughout this event, right in front of City Hall.
Yeah, we'll be
so
there.
We're going to have input from all of the agencies that make a difference to our safety. And not only just in the city of Reading, but this extends, because the rebuilding is certainly going to be countywide.
Oh, yeah.
And there's great cooperation between all of these agencies that you're going to see at the safety fair, and the Anderson Police Department and the Sheriff's Department and Anderson Fire and all those other fire departments that all come together.
Yeah, Reading and Shasta County both have been working together on this recovery project. I mean, they're both side by side getting through this. So working with OES,
yeah.
FEMA. Together, getting through this.
Yep. So, the other thing, too, is we'd love to see, I know you've all been planning this for Reading, but, hopefully the county will have something like this, too. And then down the road that we get them together, and wouldn't it be great to have them all on the stage at one time so that you could fill up the Civic Auditorium with a couple thousand people that can ask questions, for our experts. You'd have the rebuilders there, you have our leaders in the community, and you could ask questions. I would hope that we could get something like that and let the Civic give us the auditorium for one day. Casey?
Yeah, that's a valid point, because a lot of – when you look at recovery from a lot of disasters that have happened in this country, whether it's been in Florida or Texas – the recovery efforts have been a regional type of an activity.
It has to be.
We're
talking 1,070 homes were destroyed in Shasta County.
Right.
Well, 272 in Reading. Yeah. Well, that leaves like, my count, around 800
outside in the county. We always have to remember that only half of this population lives in the city of Reading.
Yeah.
When we're reaching out and talking about these things, the other half lives in the unincorporated area of the other two cities.
And Anderson is the second largest city, and you all weren't even touched by this.
No, we weren't, but our fire department was up to their neck in it for a really long time.
People were out there fighting.
Yeah. And police, absolutely. And that's one of the nice things about the place we live, is that we do immediately act as one when we have any kind of a disaster. Everybody's on board.
Well, Delta fire yesterday is a great example. I mean, I know RPD was up there helping evacuate. We sent resources up there. Shasta County Sheriff, Forest Service, Park Service.
Everybody worked together.
That is an effort.
And I understand some of the RPD that went up there to help evacuate couldn't get back down because they closed the road.
Got caught on the other side.
So,
and it's a long way around.
We are in the throes of a time that we, as a county, as a region, as citizens, have to pull together here. And I would like to think is that we can get past any little petty bickering that we have or little pokes, you know, pokes and say, well, you know what, they didn't do it this way or all that. It's too big for that. It's too big for that. We've got to get past that. And we, and this is one of the ways, and Christy, I applaud you all in Sierra Pacific and of course, the all of the other people here, Casey from Shasta Regional. I think we've got Black Bear Diner is also rolled into here pretty heavy. And, of course, all of our people representing our fire, represented by our interim chief here, real chief. I'm going to keep saying that. Sorry. I'm just going to keep saying it. I've known
it's
you
gonna
for a while.
It's going to cost me a lot of ice cream. Is what
that's
I'm
okay.
Do
well, you know,
for the guys at the stations.
That's
yeah.
Okay. Just tell them that you split me 50.
Yeah.
And no.
It's like when you get your picture in the paper, it's
you
cost you ice cream.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ice cream. Well,
yeah.
That's
well, wait till we hit Facebook because that's 30,000 that's 30,000 hits.
Thank you.
So that's okay. I'm like, gosh, I wonder how much ice cream that is. Okay. This is going to, we're talking about 9/11. Next Tuesday. And you know what? I really do think it's appropriate. Some people may think, well, that's not appropriate because, gosh, it's 9/11.
It's about safety.
I think it is appropriate.
Absolutely.
That was, we were attacked, and it was a merciless attack. And this fire had no mercy. This fire, and I'd have to ask
it
you,
is.
Chief.
It's a catastrophe. And it's,
was it like any fire that you all have seen?
Oh, that car fire?
Yeah.
I've been doing this for 30 years and never seen anything like that. For a fire like that to turn and come out of the forest and impact our city like that, it was like a war. It really was.
It was like a war.
You know, I've lived fire my entire life. My husband was the air operations officer for the U.S. Forest Service, lead plane pilot, trained all elite. And I've done fire since the 70s. And I've talked to so many people since that car fire. Nobody's ever seen anything like that nationwide.
It's incredible.
They've never seen fire incredible. Behavior. They're doing all kinds of seminars and talks with this fire throughout the United States. Nobody's ever seen anything
like it.
When
we get a
like
chance, Chief, I want you to come back in so we can just spend an hour talking about this, because we just had Chief Moore on yesterday talking about from the law enforcement side of it,
right.
how they're trying to get people out of there, like his next-door neighbors. They didn't leave. And he literally came in there and was screaming at him, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
We had a few people that didn't
evacuate. Yeah. And really, it takes our focus away from the fire, because now we're worried about getting these people out.
Well, and I'm just going to say that if people choose to stay for whatever reason, I wish there was a way that we could say we're not going to send firefighters back in there to endanger their life. I don't want my son going in after you because you're too stubborn to get out.
Yep. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. I was going to be kind of open line today, but we had this chance, and when Christy, I talked to Christy, you know, we got to talk about this and bring out what's happening, because this is important for our community. Again, we go back into this thing where we want to get the word out. We want to talk about 9/11, how at 5:30 at City Hall next week, there's going to be so many things going on, and we've still got a lot of stuff to talk about. But this portion of the show is brought to you by, oh, my gosh, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Right here in the heart of downtown Reading. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We'll be right back.
Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. If all you need is an in-cabin air filter change, come on in. No appointment necessary. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Stations at KCNR 1460. On the 6th of September, 2018, 66 degrees right now, going up to 94 today. The air quality index is 80, but that shifts
minute, as soon as that wind shifts, every other back minute. Up to 140.
That's right. The weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-2793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a better-known business, a man's last stronghold. Okay, we have another accident on 44.
Yes, the Caterpillar sequence effect, another crash on Highway 44. On the bridge between I-5 and Sundial, people, if you're coming into town, use a little situational awareness, please. Or it's just going to keep happening. Another rear-end collision, so they are cleaning that one up. I'd avoid Highway 44 this morning.
A lot of debris on the road, even the part of the road that's not closed.
Hey, we're here with Christy Lanham, who is the public affairs, public relations guru for Sierra Pacific, one of a homegrown business here that just happens to spread throughout the United States and most of the world. Casey Fatch, who is here who heads up Shasta Regional Medical Center. And has been our guest before. And our interim chief, fire chief, Krieger here, and we're all talking about next Tuesday, 9/11. There's going to be an event down at the city hall, and it's going to start at 5:30, get there a little bit early. It's going to be a huge barbecue. It's going to be everybody that works in city hall, all the different departments, all your leadership from the fire department, the police department, the rebuilding groups, the permitting, Public Works, REU, and all the things that go with REU. And you, if you don't realize what a great job REU did, we had them in here, and I was astounded by the things that they were telling me about the $20 million. And people have heard me say this like 12 times, but $20 million worth of infrastructure loss, and it's not going to raise our rates.
It's incredible.
Wow.
And I think that's, the essence of why we're coming together this next Tuesday on September 11th is to wrap our arms around everyone, you know, our community members, our community leaders, these, you know, local departments that, you know, are right there at City Hall, but day in, day out, they relentlessly battled these fires. Our law enforcement stepped up, collaborated with National Guard, Sheriff's Office. I mean, it was all hands on deck. And that's why local businesses such as Black Bear Diners, SPI, SRMC, Frozen Gourmet, Lumberjacks, California Safety, and a few others really came in and rallied behind our city because they did such a stellar job. And we know the importance of educating and talking fire prevention and overall safety.
Well, Barry's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks. That's the first time we could work it out that all of our times were okay. And he was on about 3 weeks ago and said the way forward, the plan will be ready now around this time frame. So I'll be really happy to talk to him about how we're going to move, how are we going to move forward as a city with and really it's an area here, but specifically for Reading, but also wanting to get Larry Lees on because I know he's working really close with Larry Lees. Mm-hmm. That how's the county going to move forward? What can they do? I know they're already waiving the impact fees. We're not going to have to pay that at all.
What we've learned in the past is that it takes too long to plan. We've been there, done this before. We don't need to have a bunch of meetings figuring out where to go. We need to get our ideas together, have a plan, and move forward. And that's recovery from everything from our local communities right up through the forest. If you don't have the timber sales ready to go on this fire in 9 months, then you don't have a timber sale because nobody's going to bid on it. We've learned this through the past. We can't wait 2 and 3 years to put ourselves back together.
I think that's one message.
I think we finally learned that.
Yes, and I think our city manager, Tippin, along with Brian Crane, who was our well-respected public works director for all these years and assistant city manager, he is now leading the charge on the recovery efforts and pulling the debris started yesterday. Perfect. I mean, their bidding process, they've expedited it like never before, and I am so proud of our city.
It took us a long time to get here, but we know how to do this. Let's not recreate the wheel.
And we've got the right leaders in place. They actually brought up the city manager from Santa Rosa, some of the executives from Ventura, and learned, you know, what they went through and how to get this recovery process started earlier.
And they had these other three gentlemen came up, part of the Active 2030 Club. That when it started, Coffee Strong, which was that neighborhood that got like 1,900 homes burnt out, a member of their Chamber of Commerce, and then a guy that's a builder. And he's not looking for business up here. But he says, I've been through three of these fires. And what he does is kind of consulting. And he gave out his phone number, said, hey, anybody wants to call me? Because one of the things that they have realized, it's been 10 months, they've got 9 houses built, is that to take your time in that sense, but they've made mistakes. They have done things. They've had to work with FEMA. They understand that FEMA's here to help, but it's also a glacial type bureaucracy at times. And that your insurance, all of these things, all these lessons learned from people. That the other thing is, well, yeah, you want to get your house, but do you want to be the first house up
in
a construction zone?
Well, everybody else builds for the next 4 years.
Well, and it's building, you know, alongside. Of course, if you're within the city limits, it's going through, you know, the building code process with the city's development services department. But right alongside with our fire department, we've got Craig Whitner in the department. And maybe you can share what he does.
Yeah, our fire marshal. I mean, they are really trying to streamline that permit process. And if you're building the like structure, the same footprint, I mean, it's going to move along real quick.
But there is a bureaucracy, and there are things you have to do to be sure that we're building safe.
Sure.
Well, yeah, but it's new codes, too.
Yeah.
Do new homes have to have the sprinkler systems in there? Do they have to have the double, if I'm understanding, double pane windows?
Yep.
And what other kind of fire safety type things?
Well, obviously, you know, we're not putting wood shakes on homes anymore, but, you know, they're encouraging people to do, you know, stucco and tile, but, you know, fire resistant comp roofs, too. But, they're going to have to adhere to the new building codes.
And that could impact on your rebuild, the cost of your rebuild.
Yes.
The other thing Santa Rosa discovered is that the cost of their rebuilds had gone up like 30%. and it kind of stagnated there. But so we figure that's another 30% plus that new code things coming
right.
in.
Right, and it is. It's a process.
But it's an investment.
By the time they, you know, they remove the household hazardous waste, then they come back and do the ash and debris. Then they come back and do the vehicles and the slab. Then they come back and remove enough soil to get to clean soil. Then bring in backfill, you know, because they got to build at the same elevation. It's a process.
I mean, oh, it is. And, that's why when you say there's 9 houses in Santa Rosa after 10 months, and, of course, they've got a bunch of them in the pipeline and
right.
under construction.
Right.
The other thing you got to look at is the number of companies we have here available to rebuild. And, again, we're talking 1,000 houses, homes in all of Shasta County, plus 500 businesses.
Right.
And so there's no question we have a shortage of people who are able to fill those slots to put those contractors to work.
Right, and I think one great example, and shameless plug here, but our SPI recently worked through a development alongside of Craig Whitner and the city at the Salt Creek development.
Salt Creek, right.
Yes, and I can proudly say that was wildly successful in surviving. I mean, numerous homes that were brand-new built through Palomar, but they had worked with Craig on the
creating some defensible space.
Yep.
Yeah, before the homes
two
were even there.
Phases.
Right.
Well, that's the thing. You know, now all of a sudden defensible space has a new meaning, though. Defensible space before, because people say, you know, I talked to Cal Fire, oh, no, you've got plenty of defensible space. Well, for maybe normal fires. But you get some of these fires, like the one out on Delta, we're hearing 300-foot high flames running at a mile an hour.
Right.
So, I mean,
so that 100 foot of clearance?
Yeah.
Maybe that's not enough.
Maybe it's not.
Right.
But I think that's a great idea.
It's the reality.
But we have to do
that. There's nothing you can do.
And you know what? In that subdivision, there's nothing out there because, it, you know, they're just building it. And
well,
a lot of people
thought cleared the smaller and underbrush was all cleared.
But they thought that was going to be a good fire break. But it just around the side of it.
Right.
So, wow. There's so many things going on that we need to continue talking about. I just want to take a break, but, you know, Christy, I'm going to put you on the seat here, is the amount of lumber in all of this. You know, I'm hearing all the different things about wood products. They're going to have to be rolled back in here, and, it's, you know, Sierra Pacific has got – I know you're big, but this is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking not only just here, but Southern California and Oregon's on fire and, you know, all of this stuff. I'd like to talk a little bit about that, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's not what you came here to talk about, but I'm not going to pass it.
No, but it's something we're proud of.
Okay. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at North State Securities. Their 50th year in the business here. It's the largest privately owned security firm north of Sacramento, using over 100 officers, well-trained officers, here to protect not only the river trail. Yeah, they're working with our police, but they do the electrical plants, the water plants. They do it all here. And they've got a program that can have somebody at your office or your home in under 10 minutes. Wow. Give them a call, 247-243-0295, 243-0295. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 33, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Magician Matt Franco brings illusion and humor to Reading's historic Cascade Theater September 9th. As the only magician ever to win America's Got Talent, Matt Franco's innovative approach to magic is fueled with improv and driven by pure joy. Experience the boundless fun and stunning sense of wonder with magician Matt Franco at the Cascade Theater September 9th. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Streets of Fire? Of course.
What else?
Have you ever seen
the main melody?
I know. You know, you've got to skip past this stuff and get right to the meat of it. Right now, we're
it's
just getting... Not right now, it's just the veggies. Okay. You would think he would understand it and play that first part again.
Exactly.
Hey, 2 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here, Trish Clark and Carl Bott here on Thursday, the 6th of September. We're here with Christy Lanham of Sierra Pacific, our interim chief, Kreider, who is here. And I say interim chief of the fire department. And, of course, Casey Fotch from the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're all talking about how the community and so many different businesses have come together for next Tuesday, 9/11, at 5:30 at City Hall. Take the time to go down there. Start with the giant flag ceremony, of course.
Yes.
Remembering 9/11. And then come on down there at 5:30 and meet everybody at the city. Every department head, all your city council people, everybody that has to do with public works, permits, fees, all of these things, REU, our fire department, our police department, see the ambulances and our first responders that way.
Great demonstrations from RPD, you know, so it really is a full, we really wanted to make it that family fair. So we'll have canine demos, SWAT will be there, we'll have a beautiful Reading fire truck or ladder truck possibly. We'll have a bike rodeo for the kids, but one really special thing I would love for Colin to touch on is how we are going to honor our fallen heroes and something that will stay and wave proudly throughout our city.
Sure. We were, you know, obviously when Chief Gray passed July 2nd, you know, the idea was to honor him at this public safety fair. And then, of course, the car fire happened and we lost our fire inspector, Jeremy Stoke. And so now we're actually honoring both of those heroes at this public safety fair. So there are some flags that are going to be out at the public safety fair, and we're inviting the community to sign those. One of those will go to the family of Jeremy Stoke, and the others, eight of them, will actually be placed in each firehouse.
Oh, really?
That's great.
So, yeah. And the public can sign those and see them.
That's going to be really something.
They're awesome flags. Yeah. They've got the red, you know, they're black with the red stripe on them.
Oh, yeah.
We're encouraging people to sign those in honor of Jeremy and Jerry, both. And then we'll display those forever in the fire stations.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Just quickly on the rebuild, and like I said, I've got you here now. And Christy, of course, is the public affairs for Sierra Pacific, the public face of Sierra Pacific. All the amount of wood and wood products coming back, what's that going to take?
So, you know, luckily, Sierra Pacific Industries has a basketful of lumber ready to roll. And, you know, while we did sustain great losses in both Shasta County, Trinity County, through the Carr Fire, Erz Fire, and currently with the Delta Fire, we have, you know, thanks to the hard work and investment of the Emerson family, have plenty of timber, plenty of lumber, and stand ready for those orders. So as builders and some of our largest customers who will actually be coming into town this next week for our open house, Home Depot, Lowe's, companies from across the U.S. as well as internationally that buy our cedar for fencing and so forth, we want to reassure them that we are here, we're ready to take those orders and help you with that.
So we're going to have the products then?
Yes.
Okay.
We're very, very strong and ready.
And I do want to just throw in here, we are so fortunate here in Shasta County to have the Emerson family and their facility, their main office. They have been such an integral part of this community forever and have put up with a lot of stuff on projects that they've had in the county, in the city. And I just want to do a real shout-out to the Emerson family because they've been a part of this Shasta County for a long time.
You know, there's a $250,000 donation here, another
$250,000 there. They're an integral part involved in everything that their footprint on.
This is an honest business.
Extremely. Absolutely.
Even though,
family-owned
even though
business.
That there are organizations out there would like to, you know, think that they are nothing but raping the land. And if anybody knew the Emerson family or knew how Sierra Pacific worked, you know that's just not true.
They've got everything that happens.
And I'm
there.
Glad Tricia Good said
mark.
That. Anyway, I'm
well,
getting past
you,
that.
You two have been extremely gracious. But truly, I think that the family, you know, Mark, George, Carolyn, who administers the foundation, you know, following her mother's and Ida's footsteps, Red and Maria Emerson they all have huge hearts for this community and each of the communities where we've got mills and timberland, which are in most of California and Washington.
Yeah.
But, you know, especially I think this time of rebuild couldn't be more perfect because areas that we're currently investing in, like Bernie with a brand new mill, you know, this will provide the opportunity for more jobs, for continued economic growth, and for your local mills to support you and, you know, bringing that local lumber and building that new home, new start.
Let's just hope that they've really got their head screwed on right and that they allow us to go out there and cut the burnt timber while we can so we can use this.
Right.
And it puts so many – I mean, you can put thousands to work up here.
They have great opportunity.
Out there. And then, you know, I mean, you talk about that. It's not just the ones that are dropping the trees. It's everything that goes along with it, from fuel to equipment to trucks to all types of things like this. Anyway, okay, again, 9/11. Tell us one more time, Christy.
Yes,
and all the sponsors involved in that.
Yes, so this is coming up. We encourage you, there should be lots of marketing materials out there. We hope you'll look it up on the City of Reading's website, cityofreading.org. It's on RPD's website, RFD's website. But we are very much looking forward to Tuesday's safety fair at City Hall campus, 5:30 to 8:30. Get there on time and early. We'll have Scott Lewis singing the national anthem.
Perfect.
A beautiful kickoff ceremony and a couple of great opportunities to for our community to get involved, signing flags, learning all, you know, areas of safety that your family should be reminded of.
Brought to us by all of the
fabulous sponsors, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Black Bear Diner, Lumberjacks, Frozen Gourmet. We've got even California Safety and Signorama. They really came through with all our yard signs. And time and time again, they have backed our city and helped us really get the word out to really bring this community together on Tuesday.
And don't forget Sierra Pacific.
Oh,
I know it's hard.
We are very proud to be a part of it. And again, it's the foundation that really wanted to, you know, personally contribute as a way of thanking our public safety.
Perfect.
Cool. Okay, now I understand. Were we on the air when we talked about how the railroad now has been shut down between here and Mount Shasta? It's down for damage. So not so Union Pacific is down, too. So it's not only I-5, but it's now the Union Pacific. So if you live in between those spots, like if you live in Dunsmuir and those places, you better have some food set aside or water. Like we got the river.
Anything above that's coming from Oregon and not coming down.
That's right. So everybody be careful out there. We'll keep you abreast of what's happened with the Delta fire. As of now, it's 15,000 acres and running amok. There's zero containment. And it has made I-5, from what I understand, it's just vehicle after vehicle out there has been damaged or destroyed. But as of now, no loss of life.
And remind everybody, there is accidents pending on Highway 44. So if you can avoid that area, you should do that, because not only the traffic lane that's blocked, there's also a lot of debris on there. Pay attention as you're driving, and let's not divert everybody to another road and then cause a bunch of accidents there.
Get off
your cell phone. Pay attention.
I know you're listening to the show
right
now.
Please don't throw any cigarettes out of your car.
Somebody said they saw something the other day at Anderson High School.
Like it is.
Anderson High School saw a lady throw a cigarette out, and the person following them jumped out and ran out and stomped on it because it was already smoking out there. Now, tomorrow.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Congressman Doug Emalfa will be with us, and I can't wait to hear his take on what's happening
at the Kavanaugh
hearings. Also, follow-ups on all the fires that we're having up here and the things that are going to be going that way. Everybody, hey, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.